seems kind of interesting to me that when this Lazarus was a friend, Jesus used to go to their house and just relax. He enjoyed their company, loved them as close friends. But when they said that their brother was sick, it was strange. He said to his apostles, Lazarus is sick. And then he stays two more days where he was, rather than leaving immediately to start toward Bethany, where Lazarus lived. It always seemed kind of strange to me. Why would he do that? But he tells us right from the beginning, it is for the glory of God. It's for the glory of God. And that people would come to believe that Jesus truly was the Son of God. And so Jesus is trying to say to his apostles, they said, well, you know, if he's asleep, he's going to be fine, because if they were resting properly, I guess they presumed that he was on the way to healing. And Jesus said to them very clearly, he's dead. He's died. But it's for the glory of God. And I'm sure they had a hard time understanding that. He was saying some strange things to them in this journey to Jerusalem, preparing himself and preparing them for his own suffering and death and rising, which is the next chapter, the next story. And so the apostles are trying to grasp all of this. And so then when he gets to where Martha and Mary lived, Martha says to him, Lord, if you would have been here, he would not have died. And she makes a very profound act of faith. Yes, I do believe that you are the Son of the living God. I really believe that you could raise him to life. And so when Jesus asked, well, where is he buried? She took him to the grave. And you can imagine the people gathering saying, what is he going to do here? Did he just come here to pray for Lazarus? Did he come here to what? And then Jesus, you see the very human side of Jesus, that he wept, he cried, when he was aware of the fact that here's Mary and Martha, their brother had died, they're crying, he started crying, their friends who came to mourn with them are crying, and Jesus himself breaks down and cries. But then he stood up and asked them to roll away the stone. And he called Lazarus, come out. Come out. And Lazarus came out. You can imagine what because the Jews, I guess, had the custom of that if you were in the tomb 4 days, you were really dead. If you were only there for a couple of days, they thought that maybe your spirit just hung around for a while, and that would come and re-inhabit the body, and then so you couldn't say that he was really dead. But since he was there 4 days, and that was part of this whole waiting that Jesus did, that he came out and people began to believe. It was a chance for the apostles to say, wow, this really is the one who has power over life. He truly must be the Son of God. That he truly is divine. That if God gave him power over life itself, he has to be God. So it was a chance for the apostles to kind of see that. And if they had any doubts at all, to kind of reaffirm to themselves that yes, what they were doing, what they were believing was true. It was the truth, that truly Jesus was the Son of God. And then it says many other people began to believe because of that also. But Jesus kept saying it's for the glory of God. It's to let them know that God is the one who has power over life. God controls life. It belongs to him. And he brings it even to those who are dead. You know, darkness and death are frequently equated with sin. Sin is darkness, it's death. It causes death. Remember, when sin came into the world, before there was sin in the world, there was no death. It was when our first parents said yes, that they would accept the temptation of the devil and eat that forbidden fruit. Until that time, there was no death. I don't know how God had planned all of this out. I'm not God, but there was no death. So people lived, and animals lived. I guess plants lived. They just kept living. There was no death. It was sin that brought death into the world. By rebelling against God, by telling God, no, I will not serve, that is how sin came into this world. And that's where death came into this world, because of sin. And if you Christ says he's more powerful than even that, because the next story is his own suffering, death, and rising, where he overcame all sin and all death and took it away and overcame all evil. He did that for us. But we still have the free will. So we still have the option of making sins, making bad judgments, making bad choices. And when we sin, actually we create a kind of death. It kills something inside us. It kills something in the lives of others around us. Frequently by our selfishness, our rudeness, our lack of kindness, our lack of charity, our lack of honesty. All of these things create hurt and pain for others. And Jesus said that is due to sin. Sin creates death. So when Jesus called Lazarus back to life, he showed to him that he had power over even death. And death caused by sin, he has power to overcome the effects of sin. So when Jesus called him to life, it was kind of like a preview of what was going to happen next. That Jesus would soon be arrested, that he would soon go through his passion, that he would soon be crucified and die, and that he would rise again. Only he didn't rise because somebody else called him to life. It's because he is life itself. So it's just kind of a day for us to think about, where do I stand with my God? Do I truly believe that Jesus, who walked among us, who taught us, who showed us a way of life, who gave us gifts that we can't even count, do I truly believe that he is divine, that he is God, the Son of God? Do I believe that? It's good for us to reaffirm in our own minds and in our own hearts that he truly is who he says he is, that he truly can accomplish what we see in the story of how he conquered death and he conquered sin. And that we can all be free of that by participating and sharing in the abundance of his mercy and his forgiveness and his goodness. So think about the story today. Kind of put yourself in the story somewhere. Where would you fit? Are you Mary or Martha? Are you Lazarus? Are you one of the apostles? Or maybe one of the Jews who was curious but never really thought too much about it, but now begins to believe? Or is it somebody that you look and you see the light and the life and you say, I truly want to be a part of that. I don't want that to pass me by. I want to be the one who brings life to our world and not death. I want to be the one who is working hard to break free of sin, of bad habits, of things that are very destructive, maybe of me and of other people. Oh, I want to bring life. And that's what Christ came to give us. He came to give us that life, that resurrected life that he invites all of us to share in. So I guess our job is simply to say, yes, Lord, I do believe that you are truly who you say you are, that you are the Son of the living God.